So first of all, what are some of the barriers that regional arts centres are encountering?
Yeah, for sure. So the digital divide sort of refers generally to the gaps in access to internet and the use of the internet. And in Australia, you're particularly likely to experience digital disadvantage if you're over the age of 65, you live in regional or remote areas, or you're Indigenous. And barriers to digital participation in these contexts range from lack of infrastructure access, so literally not having the telecommunications infrastructure in remote communities, for example, to not having the literacies to use the internet effectively. So think of your grandma or grandpa trying to Zoom you over the last couple of days and how that's working out.
Yeah. And I mean, I myself have had many, many problems with that, but that's neither here nor there. So, I mean, this hasn't really been addressed at all. I mean, there's been a lot of chat about the arts sector. There's been a lot of chat about helping out particular businesses. But why do you think this hasn't been addressed?
Yeah, I think that there's this real sort of misapprehension that going online is really easy, both for cultural sector practitioners and cultural sector audiences. But there's a real just misunderstanding that that's not actually the case for everyone. Whether you're a cultural sector practitioner, using the internet takes a lot of resources. And if you're an audience member, you need to know how to do it. And we just don't talk about it enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, I mean, one of the biggest things that comes to mind, obviously, is that a lot of Indigenous art is, you know, really going to suffer here in terms of, you know, getting it out to audiences. So how do, you know, those kind of centres continue when they can't produce digital content?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that the important thing is that a lot of Aboriginal art centres have got relationships with metropolitan organisations. So there's a shift sort of away from the art centres themselves doing the digital content to metropolitan galleries or museums doing it for them, which is really cool and means that we can access some of the content. But I think that the issue then becomes, what about the people who live in those communities being able to access those same things? It still remains fairly inequitable.
Is there anything that can really be done now? I mean, now that most of us are, you know, in lockdown, to use the dirty word?
Yeah, I think, look, if you've got spare cash and you can invest in an art piece, I mean, highly recommend doing that. That's awesome. But I think also lobbying and making our local politicians aware that although shifting to digital is a solution in these times of physical distancing, it's not a solution for everyone. And so targeted responses need to be made to sort of put in the hard yards at the beginning of that process. You can't just say, go online. There needs to be programs that provide the resources to do that and the training to do that as well.
Indigo, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No worries.